You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
You know, for all the weird songs that come to this movie, they really left out Rhythm of the Night. It seems like it was just a natural fit.
That's the thing. There is no natural fit to any of the musical stings in this. They've got this Hans Zimmer score, and then all of a sudden, like, every little chapter break, they've got to put in this, like, swinging 60s musical sting. And it's like,
very strange.
What movie are you?
The needle drops were so...
Yeah, you're not watching this movie as you're selecting what you're putting on the radio, pal. Hey,
look, I know when my whole family dies and I become a drug-addicted prostitute, the girl from Ipanema just comes in my head all yeah. the time. It's great.
Now, these boots are made for walking. Hey, does anybody have any horse? Need a fix.
Well, we are talking, unfortunately, about the rhythm section, the newest movie from... Reed Morano, who you might know from I Think We're Alone Now, which I don't know if anybody really watched that.
Handmaid's Tale, he did like a couple episodes of that. Yeah. I think he's like a TV guy.
For the most part. And this stars Blake Lively and Jude Law and Sterling K. Brown, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
But it doesn't really star anyone other than really Blake Lively.
It's a Blake Lively piece, yeah.
Yeah, and the movie's plot is essentially, as I said, it's her family dies in a plane crash and she... becomes a drug addicted prostitute. And basically, this reporter goes, "Hey, I think a terrorist blew up your family, actually." And she goes, "Oh shit, I should hunt that guy down." And that's kind of this movie.
I mean, that's the off to the races inciting event. They find out that there's pretty good evidence that this plane was blown up and not, you know, just spontaneously exploded, but a terrorist was behind it.
And that leads me to like one of the two. Relatively nice things. The only two relatively nice things I have to say about it, like the big idea of that plot of like someone who wants to kill the person who killed their family and kind of getting caught up and becoming an accidental assassin.
Yeah,
in the process, it's kind of a cool idea.
I mean, it's been done before.
Yeah, but like,
to be fair, but
like I mean specifically in the way that she's like having to ingratiate herself these people and kind of impose like.
Right.
Imposter and like and she's it's kind contracts. Of
the yeah. switch is that, you know, generally it's the murky black ops organization coming to the person going, "We're going to turn you into an assassin," you know, like La Femme Nikita style.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas this is like, "Oh no, no, even though I'm a junkie and don't really have the skill set to become an assassin, I really, really want to kill these guys." And they kind of shore this up by the fact that no one in it is like Jude Law's character is ostensibly from an intelligence agency, but he's kind of been, like, you know, working on the outskirts of this, as is more or less everybody. And so when she goes to him and he just, like, trained me, he's like, "Well, I don't, nothing in the script or nothing that I will indicate is going to let you know why I said yes, but I'm going to say yes, even though you're a really lousy candidate for this," which is the kind of... bad thing that this movie is predicated upon, which is she's not very good.
Well, I thought that was like 60% of Jude Law's dialogue was like, "You're going to be terrible at this.
Yeah.
Go do this thing now. You're going to be terrible at this. Do this now." It's like, just tell her she's terrible or train her to be good.
Just say no, well, dude.
That brings me to like the second thing that I kind of can say that's nice about it. I like the idea behind the action scenes in this movie. Like the idea that it's real sloppy and she's not good at it and it's kind of a mess. It's not executed very well or, like, conveyed. Because, like, the idea of, like, someone who's not built for this is doing it. And he tells her straight up, "You're not going to be good at this. And you're going to go do this thing." And that's what happens. But it isn't conveyed as, like, a real theme. It's not, like, something that's locked in by the movie. Like,
yeah, it's such a weird learning curve that by the time you kind of get to the end, you're just like... I really don't even care if she is good at this anymore.
Yeah, exactly,
because she's fucked up so many times, and I'm just like, well, here's the next disaster. I might as well be watching like a new Maxwell Smart
every
movie.
Scene with her reminded me of, I don't know if you guys saw this, the remake or the new version of The Mechanic that came out of like a decade ago.
Vaguely.
Yeah. Recall. Where basically like he sends him on his first mission. He's like, yeah, you know, you have to do this. This guy will kill you otherwise. Take him out. And he just makes it like the hardest mission to kill this guy, almost drowning in the pool. It's like, that's every one of her missions though. Every one of her missions is like, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. This is the way they'll make your life easier to be good at your job. And she ignores most of that advice.
Awry,
yeah.
And reinforces the fact that you should not be doing this.
Because like the way that he tests her is like, hey, you're ready to go out, is like, yeah, shoot a bullet at me with a bulletproof vest to prove me to be that you shoot a person. The second she has to shoot at a guy that she knows is connected to killing her family, she's like, oh man, what should I do? I'm going to go really slow about this and get really close to this guy. It's like, also, one thing that I got to point out because it just popped back in my head, this movie's fucking obsessed with parrots. Really obsessed with parrots.
Is it?
Parrot in that first assassin. Okay. There's like another one in like the before she goes to the guy after the bomber guy.
Well,
and then if you go to the family of the person of the guy who's funding her, like on the mantle is like six parrot statues.
I think it's a poorly. Okay. I think it's poor subtext. Maybe, I think they're trying to do
he's
something
just like,
with caged birds.
You know, that's what I'm saying is it's so well. Poorly conceived,
maybe,
but it's so
maybe
overly
he's
done.
Like just like Shane Black with Christmas. He is towards
the parrot guy.
Parrots,
yeah. I'm sorry, I got really sidetracked by that because it popped in my head. I was like, that did really bug me.
But
what the hell was
talking
birds?
About that training, the training sequence. This is like a big problem with the movie. This is
it's just it's not a training sequence. Well, it's just like, well, we're gonna jog and here's a gun,
and like you're gonna swim now, and like I never at any point understood like. What lesson was being learned, or what, I didn't know what the audience, me, was supposed to take away mm-hmm. from each training session. Like, when she shoots him to prove, it's kind of like, it's like, okay. And then, like, I didn't know if that was bad. Did she fuck up, or was it good? Like, I had no idea, and I don't think that was the point.
And I mean, I wouldn't want them to go so far as to, like, hey, we made you into, like, this killing machine in 8 months, but... You know, you gotta, like, the level that the last fight, the kind of boss fight was, that should have been the starting point. And then,
yeah.
Like, you get
well, just
a little, entertainment. A little bit better. Yeah, a little bit of entertainment where it's just like, you know, occasionally when you're doing stuff like this, you really have to find a balance between, like, everything you do is fucking things up and... You're a total badass. There's somewhere in between where it's just like, okay, that was really fucked up, and then you do a good move, and that was really fucked up, and oh, you managed to get yourself out of that. You know, you build upon
this,
and
you have to be halfway
that.
Competent at some point.
Well, see, but my issue isn't with like her not being competent. Like, you could do that as a movie. It's just not done well. You know, like, and the big issue with it is it makes sense, like, but like Jude Law's trust in her never makes sense to go do these things to the point where I like
exactly.
I was like, is he in on it? Is he like a bad guy?
I was worried they were going
to
try to
that's
pull
what,
that.
That's what everybody was waiting for.
Well, yeah, because his motivation seems to trust this person who's very bad at this. And like
spoilers, sorry guys.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, the movie is just so murky and unclear in its motivation and what it wants us to like feel with our characters.
Right.
That's happening. That I was. I never knew what was happening.
You know, and that's
I
the thing. They really, you know, I can see several things that they're trying to do, but it's so this movie is so mushy and kind of poorly thought out that it never really gets that. Like you're like, okay, I really sympathize with this person, so I'm gonna feel some catharsis when she tracks down these people and kills them. And yet they kind of form it up so that you don't really get that. And I think they're wanting to play off the fact that you know, Jude Law at some point says, it doesn't matter if you kill these people. It's not going to change anything for you. And that's great. That's a great idea, but it's not executed at
all. They try to reinforce that in a lot of really bad ways. And also, like, the second assassination attempt and what goes wrong there does not need to happen for anything in this movie. It really adds nothing except for to try to force some conflict between her and Jude Law.
Yeah.
When her and Jude Law, like, they're playing off each other and their relationship and, you know, charisma in this movie are maybe the only things that I really constantly liked, because it's like, no, you're both good actors. This kind of works. Like, Jude Law gets in some really good lines. I think Blake Lively is doing her best with everything in here, and she's committing her ass off to being this character. It's just too bad they don't give her a lot.
If this movie had worked, I could easily see her, you know, franchising this and, you know, having her kind of be this, like, she's certainly not a female James Bond, like some people have been claiming, but I can see her becoming more of like a you know, Jason Bourne type of character that does like one or two other movies.
Well, the problem, the movie is just so fucking dour. It's just like such a bummer. And like those sequences between her and Jude Law, the only times it was any type of like life or anything
and
in
the
movie.
I'm fine with that. Because that's how spy work actually is. I'm more of a, like, you know, I can watch, you know, goofy spy shit and people doing, you know, James Bond thing. But real spy stuff is like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Yeah. It's boring as fuck. And then people die horribly.
It's trying to split that difference a little bit. It leans definitely on the more dour side. But it's dour and it's boring. And it's just Blake Lively looking very fucking sad and pacing around. Looking like Timothy Chalamet.
She looks like Timothy Chalamet. She looks great. The lesbians are going to love this. Come on.
And she doesn't, like, I mentioned this before the review, she doesn't get a piece of clothing that fits her this whole movie. Like,
well,
she's,
she gets some nice lingerie.
Well, there's that.
Had to shoehorn that.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah.
It's like, we got Blake Lively. We're not going to blow
this
that.
This is how we're getting our budget back, is having these scenes. People are going to pay for this. But otherwise, she's like, she's wearing button downs the whole entire movie that are like 3 inches past her fingertips. And I'm like,
that's what junkies wear, Ben.
Is that what somebody who's supposed to be holding a gun wears? Because
that makes sense. If you're a spy, you look like a fucking hollowed out Timothy Chalamet walking around. Like, no one's going to be like, that person is probably going to kill someone.
You're not actually walking around wearing a tux.
No, yeah. I watched this movie. I'm pretty sure she's still not going to kill someone. Like, the one effective kill in this movie is just the most telegraphed kill in this whole film.
Right.
And one of the most wasted characters, because they try to make you like them, and then it's like, and then we're going to throw a twist at you. Good luck guessing it. Oh, wait, you did. Sorry.
Yeah, this thing is just, oh man, it's a mess the whole way around, and it's sad because there's a kernel of an idea here that I think could have been mined out properly to do something that we haven't seen before, and instead it just, like, it's trying to invert tropes and it doesn't do it very well, and it just becomes a big puddle of its own sick.
I think so. The writer was Mark Brunell, who I believe this is the only other feature film he's written, and this director has only directed one other movie that also wasn't that good. I think it's just, it had a creative team behind it that was not prepared to do an action movie that requires the kind of thought and budget that they think they have.
Well, it wants to
this.
Be like a high art action, and it wants to be like nuanced, and it wants to be. It's a little too highfalutin for these, like, shoes, I think.
It's kind of cut to pieces. There's a lot of bad shaky cam, in my opinion. There's a driving sequence that just has some of the worst camera angles for a driving sequence. And also, who's that car chasing them? Because randomly, the guys chasing her are not in a car, and then all of a sudden, her Mercedes is behind her. I'm like, who?
Well, you see them get in the car. I didn't see that, but
okay.
Like, the action, it goes to what I was saying. Like, I like the idea behind that whole car chase. I was like, man, this is almost working. Like, the way the camera's swinging back and forth, it's just a little too much that it's, and it's like, I think
that's the thing. And I gotta admit, I didn't get really truly frustrated with this movie until probably about the hour mark, where I was just like, man, I keep giving you chances and I keep seeing threads that you could grab. And you just won't fucking grab them. And it's like, it's like a microcosm of the fight scenes are like a microcosm for the whole movie, where it's just like, why aren't you doing the obvious thing that you should fucking do?
it's like so close. It's like, oh, I think it's about to do the thing. Yeah. Oh, it's go, and then like, no.
And
like,
I don't want you to be obvious, but I want you to be coherent.
I mean,
and you're not.
The biggest problem with the fight scenes is, it's not that she's just a bad fighter. It's that she's ignoring the actual training given to her. It's like, if you were told, you're not going to be a good fighter, but here's the four things to remember, and you ignore those four things, I can't fucking believe that you're going to win a fight. I'm sorry. But that's every fight scene with her. There's one really big fight scene towards the end that's just like, this shouldn't even be the guy that's a challenge for you, and yet you're getting your ass kicked. I'm not going to believe you're going to win this.
Yes, and you know, they could easily have set her up as well, like, hey man, you're not going to be a balls-out good hand-to-hand person. You're just not. But here's some things that you can get good at. And it's like 8 months, That's enough time to learn how to shoot a gun pretty well. And really, you don't have to shoot a gun pretty well if you can sneak up on a person.
Well, there's also the part where Jude Law's like, look, the thing you're going to be good at is you're really smart. You're going to be really good at accents. And you're going to be really good at languages. She doesn't use another language at all.
She uses it once.
And she gets called out by another character for going, shouldn't you have a German accent? She's like, shouldn't you be doing something else?
Didn't you used to work for the CIA? Yeah, bitch, I'm a fucking spy. We've established
like,
that.
Like, they completely ignore the strengths that are given to her. It's just, it's such a mess of just ideas. It's like, if they paid off any of those ideas, I'd even be able to give this movie some credit, but I just was bored senseless throughout. So, Alan, do you want to take the final thoughts?
Sure.
We didn't get much to say. Ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Alan, and here's my final thought.
Yeah, let's go.
This movie is very boring. It's really boring. I was out the first, 10 minutes when there was this, nonstop flashbacks to her family being happy and her being sad. And family being happy, her being sad. And if you, at any point in the movie, are afraid you might forget about that, don't worry, because there'll be a flashback 30 minutes in, 45 minutes in, 60 minutes in, 80 minutes in, of her being happy with her family and her being sad. I give it 3 out of 10 of those flashbacks.
Okay.
Not good.
No. Bo?
So this thing, I get it. Spy movies are hard, and this movie is really trying to reinvent the wheel. And that's good. Sometimes you can reinvent a wheel. You can make a ski. You can make a pontoon. You make all kinds of stuff that travels. But this just takes a bunch of rocks and tries to fix them to axles. And it just becomes this lumbering device that can barely move down the road. It's sad. But my advice, don't watch this movie. Track down. They just remade the Little Drummer Girl with Florence fucking Pugh doing the Diane Keaton role and Michael Shannon doing the Israeli advisor role. It's a miniseries. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of things that this movie was trying to do and did not achieve. This indeed just becomes the Little Dumber Girl. I can only give it 4 out of 10 empty seats in a blown up airplane.
Oh god, yeah, I really really like the leads in this movie. I love Blake Lively. I love Jude Law, and as I said, they're great together. There's definitely an adversarial but positive relationship between them that honestly was more of this movie could have actually saved some parts of it if they actually understood how to shoot and direct and write the action scenes a little bit better, because Blake Lively's fine with doing the physicality of it, and there's actually some good stunt coordination. It's just they were given bad direction about what to do with those stunts and had nothing to achieve with them. It's just a boring movie that can't make anything that should be an action scene or an interesting scene really hold your attention. And it's just kind of depressing to see these stars sign on to this, and it's understandable now why this movie got delayed for a while. I'm going to give it 2 out of 10 Land Rovers that clearly Jude Law doesn't give a fuck about. Jesus Christ. So, what about James Bond does this relate to at all? Because I want to know, do you have any connection that you can think of?
Blake Lively is using an English accent.
Actually, that was a very good English accent.
Isn't that, yeah. That's our review. Blake Lively did a pretty good English accent.
That's the best I got.
Scottish.